Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The offense sparked again by the man who joins us from the Red Sox clubhouse, Tristan Casas, who went back-to-back with Tyler O'Neill. Tristan, great to have you on. We were just saying, you know, with the way this homestand started, these two feel very important, and you were right in the middle of everything this club did. How's it going down there?
Yeah, today was huge. Jumping out to the first inning lead, me and Tyler going back-to-back, man. You can't say enough about his type of at-bats that he's having right now. I'm just feeding off his energy. So, off to a good start, like in the first inning, and you know, we just kept that momentum. But Anderson settled in like he does every single time. Second and third time around, he made his adjustments, and he's a crafty pitcher. He's mixing arm angles, mixing up his deliveries. Credit to him for keeping them in the ballgame. But yeah, we held them off, and Slayton in the middle of the innings, man, what a job that he did. And then Kenley at the back end, good all around win.
Well, Justin, your second home run against the lefty, homer the last 2 days, 429 feet up near the red seat, and this one in the bullpen. It's tough to hit him out there in April in this ballpark. So you really crushed both of those.
Yeah, last night was my best bowl. Today didn't need it to get out of the ballpark today, but they all count evenly. I wish there was a little rule. If it went over 420, it counted for two. But yeah, I'll take the ones into the bullpen as well, especially lefty. You know, those are always tough ABs, and it takes a little pressure off the righties as well to do so well whenever I could get some offense going from the left side. So yeah, we have a good mentality of going up to the plate right now, and we executed a game plan against Anderson as best as we could. So
Tristan, it took you a couple months last year, and once you got locked in, you were just about the best hitter in the American League. And then, you know, kind of a slow start for a week or so in this season, but the light went on again. Can you tell us what went into that? I mean, do you just kind of go back to trying to remember what it was like when you just let yourself be yourself to get hot? How do you flip that switch?
Right. Yeah. Seattle, that first weekend, they were pitching me really tough. Yeah. A lot of breaking balls. And I feel like that kind of carried over into the next couple series, where it was almost like practice. You know, they were feeding me so many curveballs, I was getting used to them. And, in the Angels in Oakland series, I felt like I was sitting on them a little bit more. And even coming here at home, I felt like I was a little more adjusted to just the breaking stuff, especially early in the count, like just flipping them up for early strike counts. And even if I don't hit it hard or, you know, make great contact, just the fact that I'm swinging and taking balanced swings at least puts it in their mind that I could hit it. You know what I'm saying? So I think just having a little more aggressive mindset going up to the plate and taking a swing at those breaking balls, even if I don't hit them, for a home run, it's still positive. So just trying to stay balanced at the plate, trying to not sell out for the fastball is what I've been trying to do lately. Just try to find a balanced point in between where I can be on a couple different speeds and a range of speeds that I can pick depending on the pitcher. And I've just been catching barrels, and they've unfortunately for them missing spots. I'm sure as the game progressed, he made his adjustments and he hit better spots, and you know, I wasn't able to hit home run. But yeah, those two were just mistakes in the middle of the plate that I had to capitalize on, and thankfully I did.
Definitely a thinking man's hitter. How will you prepare for a morning game?
The same way as always, just keeping it light, a couple swings maybe off the machine, a couple sprints before the game, and then not trying to overthink
it. Smoothie, come on, right?
Right. Yeah, I'll try to hit one early in the morning as soon as I wake up, try to get it in me to start digesting and stuff, because I got the chia and the flax, so those will do wonders to keep me light during the game.
Maybe a little pasta tonight, like the runners for the marathon?
Yeah, exactly. So I might carb up tonight to get energy for tomorrow so I could just protein shake and then game.
Listen, Tristan, last quick thing. 26 home runs away from painting Joe's fingernails red. Sound good to you?
I think I could get more than that. I think that's a pretty...
That's what I think. We're setting the bar low.
But that's what I'm thinking.
We're getting there. But hey, just after the break, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't want to set the bar too high as well for myself. So I'll take 26 more. I think I could get 26.
Do I get to choose the color?
No, I do.
Okay. Make it that star-studded.
I'll keep it a team color. Maybe yellow.
Perfect. Right. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right. Tristan Casas. Always a treat to talk to him.